Welcome to the Signs of the Times International Worship Time.
The oil of the Lord fills me up.
Fills me up.
The oil of the Lord fills me up.
He fills me to the top and I don't want to stop.
The oil of the Lord fills me up. The rapture of the church is coming soon.
Coming soon.
The rapture of the church is coming soon. Get your oil today, it's the Holy Spirit's way. The rapture of the church is coming soon. The oil of the Lord fills me up. The oil of the Lord fills me up. It fills me to the top and I don't want to stop. The oil of the Lord fills me up.
You got it now, one more time.
The oil of the Lord fills me up. The oil of the Lord fills me up. It fills me to the top and I don't want to stop. The oil of the Lord fills me up.
Let's give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, 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 amen.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt not say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 3-2-3. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
As of the days of Nineveh, when my judgment was to be poured out upon that land, and did I not spare it, because its people humbled themselves before me. Yea, I say unto you, if you will do as Nineveh did, and cry out to me, turn away from your wicked ways, and humble yourself before me, will I not spare you, my child? Do not wait, it is your turn to come unto me, says the Lord.
Yea, saith the Lord, when I told you to leave the cities, you did not do it. But when men called upon you to leave the cities, you left, and you left right away. How long, O simple man, how long will you not heed my word? How long will it be before you stop your rebellion against me? How long will it be before you turn from your wicked and your evil ways? What must come upon you? What must fall upon you for you to turn and turn back to me, says the Lord? I call you now, maybe for the last time, I call you now. Do you hear my voice? Turn, turn away from the sins of the world and turn to me, saith the Lord God Almighty.
Saith your Father God, yea, I can still close the taverns. I can still close the gambling joints. I can still close those that sell the drug. I shall move mightily in these days ahead, saith your Father God. So look unto me with expectation. Do not look unto me with a heart that is idle, that expects nothing. But look with expectation. For as you look with expectation, then you shall see the things that I've said that I shall do. For I shall, yes I say, I shall do them, saith your Father God.
Welcome to the Signs of the Times International Radio Program. This fine Monday evening broadcasting to the whole world by shortwave, internet, and podcasting. Stay tuned for a message followed by the prophecy news behind the news reports. Colossians 2:15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. My watchman calling is to make a show of the false and the hidden in the open, therefore getting the victory over them. Amen. This program is not a breaking news program. It is not meant to be. It is an analysis of current news topics by the Holy Spirit defining for you the connection of that news that I read to the Bible prophecy and to spoken prophecy. The anointing to do that is unique, and you will not find it in any other program. So stay tuned for an all-news behind-the-news program. But first this. Some offerings have come in for the March programming now. My thanks to John in PA, $25. Michael in Maine, $50. Keith in New Jersey, $10. Bob in New York, $10 and $15. Thank you all. I really do appreciate your giving. And as the rest of you listen tonight and enjoy this program, please pray about helping Signs stay on the air. This program is listener-supported, and we still have 3/4 of the amount needed for March programming to go. No one at Signs has paid anything. So please be assured, all offerings go to only purchase radio time. The address to send your love gifts can always be heard at the end of this program. Now, I want to read a letter by a listener from South Carolina. Praise the Lord, Brother Johnson. I do enjoy your program on 3.185. I wish you could stay on an hour on Mondays. I love Bible prophecy, and I love Jesus so very much. I do believe he is coming soon. I'm looking for him. God bless you in your work for the Lord. In Jesus' name, Sister Linda, South Carolina. Sister Linda, I want to thank you so very much. Your letter blessed me. I certainly will pray about staying on an hour on Monday or one of the other nights, but right now, the finances just aren't there to do that. Maranatha, the address to send your love gift is Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate that N-Y, 13797, USA. And now, I would like to play for you a short message I preached in February titled, Today's Gods.
Oh, praise God, amen. Well, you know, I really appreciate every time that we get together like we do for our luncheon, as our dear Pastor Evans always says when he starts his messages. But I want to add to what he says, because I appreciate it because they come here and they share with you folks on the radio out of the goodness of their hearts. There is no pay to the Signs ministry. No Signs minister gets paid anything. As our dear Brother Evans was speaking and teaching, and you probably will hear that before you hear this, out of the book of Acts and teaching on the Acts of the First Church, I kind of thought about something, and that was, if you've ever been to a stage play, they have what's called encores. After the play's all over with, they have encores where they may come out and sing just a little bit or say just, and they'll take their bows and they'll go back and they'll come back out again and they'll go back. Well, I was thinking that today's church doesn't have acts, it has encores. It has more encores than it does acts. They like to take their bows, but they don't get their acts in for the bows to be taken. Praise God. I would like to talk to you today about today's gods. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat out of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Verse 4, and of course old sneaky snake has to get his kick in here. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. Verse 5, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, those words, ye shall be as gods, continue to be Satan's cry today as the world bites the apple.
Amen.
Amen. On September 11th, 2001, Satan once more convinced men to take a bite out of the Big Apple, as New York City is called. Even though nothing, at least that's what they are admitting, that nothing is happening, has happened since, 911 was a wake-up call that changed the world forever. Now, not only the USA, but the whole world was plunged into what I believe is an undeclared World War III. It really has nothing to do with the reprisal of the Twin Towers. Hear me when I say that. Men began at that moment in history to think of themselves as gods. Not that they hadn't already been doing it, but that's when it began to be out of the closet, to be more in the open, so to speak. And like false gods who conquer, men began to try to conquer the world that we live in today. In doing so, their purpose was to plunder the riches of the world, specifically oil in the Middle East, at the same time dominating and controlling people, not just resources. Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda are just scapegoats, hear me, just a means to an end, and the American people were successfully deceived into thinking getting Osama bin Laden would somehow bring America and all the world back to a time of false peace that existed before 9/11. But that's not possible, if you understand that, as we are entering a time our King James Bible says and calls tribulation. John 16:33, Jesus said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation." Jesus spoke also in that verse of peace and overcoming the world. But when men declare themselves as gods, the only peace they attain is false. They have refused the name of Jesus and made them false gods of gold, like in the days when they were sitting below Mount Sinai and doing that same thing. And they're worshiping these gods of gold just like they worshiped them back then. They're making their own gods. As they consider themselves to be as gods, they've got to come up with something that the gods worship, and the gods have their own god. Matthew chapter 12, verse 32 says, "And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, glory to God, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." Many men now openly speak against the Spirit of the Lord. They tear down the visible idols such as Saddam Hussein, and they proceeded with invisible idols of their own. Why are they invisible? Because they don't want you to see them yet. They don't want you to know who they worship yet. But I guarantee you it's happening. It's happening out there in the Bohemian Grove every year out there in California where they're worshiping strange gods in strange fire. I don't want to get into that. But that's true. See, they have hidden plans and strategies that have their roots right into Satan's hell. The plan, now hear me when I say this, and listen to the news today because you're going to hear the word plan and the plan a lot as time goes on. The plan includes the rise in power of a man as God who will rule the world as a living idol, just like those idols that they worship back in the time of Moses and that calf of gold and that reveling that went on. I'm telling you, it's happening now. We're seeing it now. We're seeing this thing come back into play. God's Word says this man will temporarily fool the world into thinking that he is God. But God's Word clearly says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, "Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God." Now, I don't know about you, but I'm only a fool for God. I'm not a fool for any man. I'm not a fool for this world. I'm not a fool for any pastor or plumber or anything else. But I am a fool for God. This God-man that I spoke of will be possessed by Satan, becoming a deceived fool, who will be deceived and fool much of mankind. John chapter 12, verse 25. "He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." Now, my friends, do not love this world. If you do, you will lose your life, and you will not know it until it's too late. That's the problem that arises from this false idol worship. There is no greater treasure than attaining life eternal in heaven. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked." Now that verse 6 is very important. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Only those who have the Spirit of the Lord will be able to see through Satan's plan. I'm telling you the truth. If you don't have the Spirit of the Lord, you're not going to be able to see anything. As a matter of fact, you're going to be dumbed down. You're going to be lethargic. You're going to be kind of like half awake. You're going to fall asleep. You're going to do all these things while God is doing things, and you're going to miss them. But he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Amen. That's what it says. For only those who have the Spirit of the Lord will see and be able to see the deception of Satan's plan. Because when you have the Spirit of the Lord, you have light and not darkness. Who among you listening can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days? The Spirit of the Lord is revealing through His true ministers, His true prophets, His true watchmen, today's Antichrist deceptions. Amen? Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, as I said before, be not deceived, God's not mocked. That's important. Let me wind this thing up. I don't want to preach too long. And those who have bought into Satan's lie, believing they also become as gods, we're seeing in the world just overflowing today. Those who mock God and are worshiping those who are controlling as gods need to realize that they're in a big pile of trouble. There's a similarity, I believe, between the Islamists and the Mormons and some of the other cults. As gods, they can attain a world of their very own, populated with some wives, some virgin wives, some say virgin wives. But what they do not realize or understand is that the demagogues of this world have satanically deceived them. They're under a deception. There are no other worlds attainable by men, but this world that belongs only to the demagogues. Now, give me a second. Don't get me wrong here. But they also are deceived by Satan, for upon Christ's return to this world, all men and everything in it will belong to Yahweh. Amen? That's the truth. But they're not going to tell you that because they want you to worship them. They want you to worship them as a living idol. Keep your eyes open, my friends. Have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. The I Am, the one true God, always has a remnant, and that includes His true ministers who serve Him well, who speak as the oracles of God, who do not lie, who will preach and teach and lead Yahweh's flock through righteousness into the everlasting arms of God's love. Some of you might be wondering why I'm using the word Yahweh. It's simply because I felt to use it, that's all. I understand the name of Jesus just as well as you do. But God is God by every name you call Him. If He's not the I Am, He's the wrong one. That's one of the reasons why I was using that I Am at the beginning of my programs. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. Therefore, I charge you, my friends, and those deceived by the riches of this world, you cannot serve both God and riches. You'll end up loving one and hating the other. That's Bible. What are uncertain riches, you might ask? These are the riches that you cannot leave this world with. You cannot enter heaven or hell with the riches of this world. Amen.
And now a few prophecy news behind the news reports. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. U.S. dollar replaced by digital gold. When the dollar collapses, digital gold as a private bank-managed currency may replace it for international transactions. Globalists are now promoting digital gold as a private bank solution to the potential devaluation of fiat currencies. Watchman comment. First, there was digital paper dollars, worth little or nothing. Now, digital gold that does not really exist, also worth little or nothing. Continuing. 24 million go from thriving to struggling. Casualties of the economic downturn include easy credit, raising home values, stable retirement investment accounts, and 4.4 million jobs. Some fear that the American dream may be in peril as well. More than 24 million Americans shifted in 2008 from lives that were thriving to ones that were struggling. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. Continuing, U.S. tilt against Israel increases. With each announcement of a new appointee to the Obama Middle East foreign policy team, the tilt against Israel increases. Samantha Powers and James Jones, both with long records of antagonism towards Israel, were followed by lesser-known names with the same persuasion. Acts chapter 20, verse 30. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Continuing, terrorist watch list hits 1 million. The government terrorist watch list has hit 1 million entries, up 32% since 2007. Federal data shows the rise comes despite the removal of 33,000 entries last year by the FBI's Terrorism Screening Center in an effort to purge the list of outdated information and remove people cleared in investigations. Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. Continuing, survey reveals majority of clergy in every mainline Protestant denomination do not believe in the inerrancy of the Bible. Almost half, 46% of all surveyed clergy from the 7 largest mainline denominations say they are liberal, while 34% identify as conservative. A majority of clergy in every denomination, except the American Baptist Churches USA, do not believe in the inerrancy of the Bible, with clergy from the Episcopal Church least likely to believe it. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Continuing, Pastor claims to be second coming of Christ, then changes his mind to Antichrist. Wearing white t-shirts emblazoned with 666, followers of Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda, the Miami-based minister who proclaimed himself the Antichrist, protested his persecution. DeJesus exploded into popularity and controversy in the last few years after he declared himself to be Jesus Christ. His ministry, growing in grace, quickly expanded to more than 300 churches in 30 countries. Eventually, DeJesus amended his title to Antichrist, and he and many followers got tattooed with the number of the beast, a practice that generated headlines worldwide. Watchman comment, Well, at least Jose Luis DeJesus Miranda is telling the truth now, and when he and his followers end up in hell, they will already know why. They followed the Antichrist, Daniel chapter 8, verse 25. And through his policy, also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Continuing, Americans calling themselves Christian drop 11% in one generation. When it comes to religion, the USA is now the land of the freelancers. The percentage of people who call themselves in some way Christian has dropped more than 11% in one generation. The faithful have scattered out of their traditional bases. The Bible Belt is less Baptist. The Rust Belt is less Catholic. And everywhere, more people are exploring spiritual frontiers or falling off the faith map completely. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal.
Luke chapter 21, verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. We know that the signs of the times are well past the stage of beginning to come to pass. It is my prayer that at least some of the sleeping masses will come fully awake to the words of the Lord Jesus, and rather than look in any direction in this world, that they would look up and repent. For the Savior will mercifully pardon and save his people to the uttermost. Seek him now with all your heart, and he will visit you with grace. It's your only hope.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please call. Let me know that you care. Let me know that you were touched. Let me know with a radio check, if you wish. Call in a signal report, 1-607 201-5663. Or write Signs, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY 13797, USA. With your comments, prayer requests, letters of support and blessing, and your tithes if you're not going to church somewhere. Now, here is a radio check that I have received. Is there anyone listening out there tonight? It takes only a few seconds, and the cost is minimal for you to call my 24-hour voicemail and record any time. But there is only one line, so please try again if the line is busy. I really would like to hear from you tonight. 1-607-201-5663. I really appreciate hearing from every one of my listening friends here on Signs of the Times. And it would go a long way in my encouragement, in holding my hands up like they did Moses, that I might continue in the battle and stay on the air on the day and time you are listening to right now. Call or write. Signs, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY 13797, USA. Call 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening, my friends. You can always hear Signs every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all, of course, right here on Superstation WWRB Frequency 3.185. Be blessed, my friends, with Jesus Christ in your heart. You are a winner, and you have nothing to fear about the end times. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Oh, my brothers and sisters, can you feel the anointing right now through the radio as I read those verses? My, I can feel it so strong. No more death. No more disappointments in heaven. No more crying and pain. We will instead worship God 24/7, 365. That means through all eternity, my friends. All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star. And I'll praise him throughout eternity. All the glory to God. Amen, brothers and sisters. Jude chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. I love praising God. And of some, have compassion. Oh, brothers and sisters, I may sound strong, but believe me, I have compassion. Making a difference, and others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Oh, my brothers and sisters, please don't fault me when I hate that garment spotted by the flesh. Get ready, Jesus is coming. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches and unto you, my friends. I am aware this kind of preaching against sin will bring in few supporters, but I will not compromise the Word of God to get offerings. Sin is sin, and that is that. Like the prophet Joel, this is that, amen? Jesus loves you, the Signs ministers love you, and I love you, or I would not keep doing this day after day, week after week, month after month, recording this program to get out to you. This program is proof of the love of God. Through God, God through me to you. Maranatha, my good friends, Watchman's ending, shofar, and a big hallelujah. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.